The largest, most luxurious ocean liner afloat was 2 days out of New York and steaming to the southwest at a steady 20 knots. It was July 28, 1914, and the SS Vaterland, Germany's newest superliner, was making her 4th round trip from Hamburg, carrying 720 first-class passengers and another 1,200 in steerage, most of them German and Eastern European immigrants on their way to the New World. After encountering icebergs on her maiden voyage 2 months earlier, the giant ship had taken a more southerly route across the North Atlantic on this trip. Icebergs were the terror of the sea. Barely 2 years earlier, on April 15, 1912, the Titanic had sunk within 2 short hours of ramming a floating mountain of ice in a disaster that claimed the lives of all but 705 of the 2,228 passengers and crew. The German owners of the Vaterland, which set a new standard for luxury and size after the loss of the great White Star liner, were taking no chances. The Vaterland was equipped with one of the largest spotlights ever made, a 6-foot-wide, 34,000-candle monster that could bore 2 miles into the darkness, its bright shaft of light probing and sweeping the surface of the water for these drifting ship-killers. But it was late in the iceberg-calving season, and the ship had encountered no such dangers since steaming out of Hamburg 3 days earlier. In fact, it had just finished another remarkable run, covering 540 miles in 1 day, at an average speed of nearly 22 knots. The seas were glass smooth, the wake a white furrow trailing out a mile to the stern. Passengers by the hundreds, many decked out in upper-class finery, the latest summer seersucker, silk or light tweeds, strolled the enclosed promenade reserved for them, or lounged on canvas-backed deck chairs. Newsboy-style caps and straw boaters were plentiful. The ship was designed to minimize rolling, the prime cause of seasickness, but with the ocean so calm, few such cases had been reported. While the gravest questions of war and peace were casting disturbing shadows across the European landscape, aboard the Vaterland, the pride of Germany and the flagship of the Hamburg-American line, the mood was far from glum. The world had never seen a luxury ship built on the scale of the Vaterland, at 950 feet the largest vessel afloat, nearly 300 feet longer than the mightiest English or American dreadnought, and 67 feet longer than the Titanic. It had 11 decks and soared 12 stories above sea level, with the bridge nearly 90 feet above the water. The liner's distinctiveness started with her 3 canary-yellow 64-foot-tall funnels and continued far below deck, where 48 coal-fed boilers turned 4 propellers that were each 18 feet high. The real beauty, style, and lavishness of the ship were displayed throughout the 8 main passenger decks. First-class passengers such as Paul J. Rainey, an American multimillionaire playboy and African big game hunter, the German ambassador Count Heinrich von Bernstorff, and Adolf S. Oakes of the New York Times enjoyed luxurious trappings that rivaled the world's best hotels. The 2 imperial suites on C deck each had 9 rooms, complete with a private patio overlooking the ocean. One of the suites included an upright piano with inlaid wood, specially designed for the Kaiser. The sumptuous first-class staterooms had marble washstands and private baths with toilets, features unheard of on other liners.